There is in the history of preaching a style of preaching where the preacher will take the biblical text and go line by line and talk about each line of the scriptures. Now, there are roughly 88 lines in the scripture passage that we had read this morning of the woman at the well. So it is my intention on this cold and rainy day where we lost an hour of sleep that I will preach now for 8 hours covering each of the 88 lines. Absolutely not. A few years ago, a seminarian asked me for some advice. He was preparing his first student homily for his seminary preaching class. My response was brief. Please try to say something rather than trying to say everything. Please try to say something rather than trying to say everything. And if a parish is a community of preachers of the good news of God's love, and we are, then we want to try to say something rather than trying to say everything. So to take my own advice, I want to say something about this encounter between Jesus and the woman at the well rather than trying to say everything. So what happens? A woman with an interesting past brings a jar for water to the well. At the well, she meets Jesus. Jesus speaks to her, and she speaks to Jesus. The woman encounters Jesus. She leaves her jar at the well and returns to her community. She proclaims that she has met Jesus, and she invites the people to come and meet Jesus. The people come to meet Jesus, and many of them begin to believe in him. She came to the well carrying a jar for water. She left the well carrying a message. Her message was simple. I have met Jesus. Please come and meet Jesus. She said something. She did not try to say everything. I have met Jesus. Please come and meet Jesus. The woman at the well becomes a preacher of the good news of God's love. There are no complicated arguments. There is only a simple message. I have met Jesus. Please come and meet Jesus. She has something to say. And so do we. We have met Jesus. Please come and meet Jesus. This is the heart of preaching. We have met Jesus. Please come and meet Jesus. And now Jesus comes to meet us at the altar. Here he will feed us and here he will lead us to that kingdom where he lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.